and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The turmoil continues in an Ohio city caught up in the presidential election. Despite the mayor asking former President Donald Trump to stay away, CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports he says he's going anyway.
The former president said he's planning to visit Springfield, Ohio, the town rattled by his campaign's false claims about Haitian immigrants there stealing and eating pets.
You may never see me again, but that's okay. Gotta do what I gotta do. Whatever happened to Trump? Well, he never got out of Springfield.
The city's mayor gave himself emergency powers to deal with the ongoing turmoil, which has included more than 30 bomb threats.
In Letcher County, Kentucky, a judge was shot to death in his courthouse, and the sheriff is charged with murder. WKTY-TV's Grayson Passmore has details.
Letcher County Sheriff Mickey Steins was charged with first-degree murder.
Preliminary investigation indicated that Letcher County Sheriff Mickey Sean Steins fired at District Judge Kevin Mullins following an argument inside the courthouse.
54-year-old Mullins was pronounced dead on the scene. Trooper Matt Gayhart says 43-year-old Steins surrendered and was taken into custody without incident.
The Justice Department is investigating the Rankin County, Mississippi Sheriff's Department whose officers tortured two black men. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
Six white former law enforcement officers pleaded guilty in 2023 to torturing two black men after breaking into a home without a warrant. The hours-long attack on Michael Corey Jenkins and Eddie Terrell Parker included beatings, repeated use of tasers, and assaults with a sex toy before one victim was shot in the mouth.
Around 33,000 of Boeing's unionized machinists have been on strike at Gresham, Oregon since last Friday, and KOIN-TV's Joelle Jones reports there's no sign of a deal.
The Anderson Economic Group reporting the first week of the strike cost workers and shareholders $571 million. Boeing declined to comment on the strike but shared in a statement Monday. The message was clear that the tentative agreement we reached with IAM leadership was not acceptable to the members. We remain committed to resetting our relationship with our employees and the union.
As heard on MLB Network.
Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club.
Ohtani became the first major league player to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in a season playing against the Miami Marlins. Falcons wide receiver Drake London has been penalized for pretending to shoot in the air, a violation of NFL rules, after catching a touchdown pass in Atlanta's 22-21 win in Philadelphia Monday night. It happened 2 days after four people were killed in a shooting in Georgia school. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Friday is an important day in court for Robert F. Kennedy. He's trying to get off the Wisconsin ballot. The Elections Commission and previous courts have ruled that under state law, the only way for non-party candidates to be removed is to die. Friday, Kennedy's team and the Wisconsin Elections Commission will file briefs with their arguments in the 2nd District Court of Appeals. Kennedy is trying to get his name off the ballot so his supporters are more likely to vote for former President Donald Trump. In an act of bravery, a 12-year-old boy saved his dad from a bear attack here in Wisconsin. Ryan Bierman and his son Owen were up near Siren, a village in Burnett County. They were hunting and had shot the bear from a tree stand. When they went down to track it, the bear spotted Ryan and charged him. Thinking quickly, 12-year-old Owen grabbed his gun and shot the bear, killing it and saving his dad's life. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then, the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week.
He was limited.
Team.
He was limited. take that however you want.
Love said that he's taking everything a day at a time as he works back from an MCL sprain he suffered in the season opener.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I'm going to take the week and just take it day by day and see how it feels. But I'm not going to make any decision on that now. You know, I'm hopeful that I'll get to that point where I can get in there. But we're just going to, you know, take it day by day and see.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, a few storms continuing in the overnight, some locally heavy rainfall. Temperatures dropping to the lower 60s by daybreak. On Friday, morning clouds and fog, then we'll see sunny skies developing, highs close to the 80-degree mark. It's 66 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil takes us on a trip through the battleground states and the messages being sent to voters by the Harris and Trump campaigns.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to Hour 3. On the line with us is Lee McGowan, the author of A Return to Common Sense, How to Fix America Before We Really Blow It. She's also very popular on social media as Politics Girl. And politicsgirl.com, in fact, is her website. And on Twitter, her handle is I Am Politics Girl. Lee, welcome back to the program. It was nice talking to you at the DNC, and we talked a little bit about your book there. I wanted to dig into it a little deeper. To start out, what provoked you to write this book?
Well, thanks for having me back, Tom. I really appreciate it. I love your show. I was listening before I even got on here because what you're talking about in the last hour, you know, this whole idea that sometimes terrible governments come up and you don't see what's going to happen. And I think that's sort of why I started this project in the first place. I was watching what was happening with the American government. And I was like, I don't think people know how badly this could go. And I think mostly it's because people don't understand. I think to understand why I wrote the book, you kind of have to understand why I started the Politics Girl project in the first place, which was a response to no one in my life caring about politics, right? Like I would discuss things with them and I could watch their eyes just glaze over and they were like, Lee, it's America. Like it's always going to be the same. You don't need to worry about it. They're all going to be bad. It's all going to be the same. And I was like, no, that's not right. But I don't think people are checking out on purpose. I think they're checking out because it's become deliberately complicated. I think we've been so busy living in a democracy that we forgot to work in our democracy, and we can see what happens when we do that.
Well said. So your book, you know, the foundation of your book is these six ideals. You want to riff about that a bit?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I built the idea that the book not only gives you kind of basic civics knowledge, there's about 20 pages at the beginning that I just call America 101, because I feel like you can't fix anything if you don't know how it works. And a lot of people don't actually know how the American government works, which is how we end up blaming the president when really we need to be talking to our state senator, or, you know, the Republicans have chosen to just obstruct everything when there's a Democrat in the presidency, because then it looks like the Democrats can't get anything done, because we don't understand that what's actually happening is the Republicans are stopping legislation, so it looks like the Democratic leadership didn't get anything done. So I thought, okay, the first thing is to explain how the system works. 20 pages, America 101. I literally started by saying, if you know how this works, skip this section. Right? Mm-hmm. And then I go into what I call the six fundamental American principles, which I believe no matter where you sit on the political spectrum, we can all agree make America America. So I say use these six principles, which are America is a land of freedom. Everyone should have the opportunity to rise. Every citizen should have a vote and that vote should count. Representatives should represent the people who elected them. The law applies to all of us and government should be a force for good. And I use those six principles, which sound simplistic in many ways. They sound basic. If I had told you those, I was going to base a book on that 20 years ago, you'd be like, yeah, those are the American principles. Like, that's not really groundbreaking. And yet, these are the six fundamental principles that we would all agree make America America, and yet they're all under attack right now. So what I do is I lay out the principles not only as guideposts to kind of work as a path or a roadmap to get us out of this mess we're in right now, but also as a lens to consider our country moving forward. So you can look at it through the lens of America is a land of freedom. Look at it through the lens of the law applies to all of us. And then compare that to our legislators, to our legislation, and go, oh, no, you know, now that I'm looking around the country, stripping women of their rights depending on what zip code they live in doesn't really fundamentally fit with American freedom and American values. And it's a simple way for people to look at our country to start building us back from a common level, from common ground, using, of course, common sense.
So you talk about, you know, everything from our right to vote to our right to have representatives actually represent us rather than, you know, they should be wearing NASCAR patches.
Yeah, lobby groups and billionaires. And
In 2010, I wrote a book called Rebooting the American Dream, and that was the title of one of the chapters, is, you know, members of Congress should wear NASCAR patches. And I, frankly, I think Supreme Court justices should, too. But would it be accurate to say that, by and large, and I realize there's some exceptions to this, you know, the kind of Josh Gottheimers and Jared Goldens of the world on the Democratic side, but by and large, the people who are really on the take and who are interested in taking away your vote so that they can continue to be on the take are Republicans? And if so, would it be accurate to say that the Republican Party is an actual threat to our republic, to our American democracy?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. But I don't even think that's a partisan thing to say at this point, because the Party, yeah, as it stands now, is not the Republican Party that people think of that was their granddad's party, you know, this classic small government party. That is not what we're looking at anymore. The Republican Party has been completely consumed by the MAGA movement. It's now a white Christian nationalist party with a, you know, convicted felon as its leader who dreams of being Viktor Orban, who dreams of being Putin. That's the Republican Party of today, which is how people like me, who would definitely be progressive liberals, are voting for the same presidential candidate as Dick Cheney. You know what I mean? Like, this is where we are now. It's not the Republicans and Democrats. It's Team America, world democracy, or, you know, Team Authoritarian, Trump is your king. And I think those are the two rules right now. And that's not typical American politics. That's not how it's always been. And I think we do need to take a huge step back and say, yes, the current iteration of the Republican Party is a danger, an existential threat to the nation that we love.
We're talking to Lee McGowan, politics girl. Her new book, Return to Common Sense, How to Fix America Before We Really Blow It. So, Lee, if we do really blow it, what does that look like?
If we do really blow it?
Right. What's the downside? If we fail to pay attention to what's going on, if we fail to learn the lessons of your book, if we fail to engage in the actions that you're talking about, and, you know, Trump gets elected and Republicans take over, or even 4 years from now, some, you know, Tom Cotton or somebody like that gets elected, what does America look like? What do our lives look like if we blow it, if we fail to do what you're calling for us to do?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I would say that in America where Trump gets reelected and the Republicans take over power, there won't even be a Tom Cotton running for office. Someone like Trump will stay in power indefinitely. That's the plan. He's not planning to leave power again if he gets it. And if the powers that be behind Trump, we're talking about the Heritage Foundation people and the Federalist Society people, the people that are truly smart and are using him for his base right now, they've got their J.D. Vance empty vessel waiting in the wings. I mean, Trump is only one open window, one tainted Diet Coke away from a Putin-esque takeover. And I think if he was smart, he would realize that they won't need him once they've got in power and they've put in Schedule F and they've, you know, centered the federal government around the president and they've made all the changes to the Justice Department and they've changed the administrators so that they are no longer workers, but they are loyalists. Once all that is in place, I don't think the American people can expect to have free and fair elections ever again. I think the American people should expect to have their rights stripped from them, because if we look at what's happening right now, I mean, women in America are already having our rights stripped from us, and we still have a functioning constitutional democracy. What happens when we don't? So women can take a back seat. People of color can take a back seat. I think immigrants are going to be, I mean, they've said it out loud. They're going to round up. They had signs at their convention saying mass deportations now. And they asked him at the debate, and they still have not answered this question. How do you plan to do that? Because, of course, mass deportations. That's talking about going into cities across America, deputizing law enforcement to round people up and then what? Put them in trucks, put them in cars, take them to Texas, put them in a camp, which will basically be an open air prison. And then what? Are you going to send them back to their home countries? That would cost the American taxpayer a fortune, right? So what are you doing then? Then you have to do something with them. Oh, then it's suddenly a work camp. Like, people have to be realistic about what we're actually talking about here. Deporting 11 million people? Impossible. So what are you going to do with those 11 million people that you're pulling out of restaurants and back stores and people's farms? Where are you going to put them? And that's going to include people like you and me as well. Anyone who's an enemy to the state would be rounded up in that. And that should terrify people. And they should say, I don't even care if I've never been a Democrat in my life. I mean, clearly, like I said, George Will, Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, they're saying, no, absolutely not. Almost every cabinet member that ever worked with Trump, almost every military leader, they're all saying, don't do this. It's too dangerous. So I think there is no future for America that looks anything like we think if we allow this to go the wrong way.
Well said. The book is A Return to Common Sense. The author is Lee McGowan, McGowan, and available wherever you find fine books, and well worth the read. Lee, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom. I really appreciate it.
Always great talking with you, Lee. Keep up the great work.
Bye.
Thank you. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I have a quick, just amazing report here on the U.S. health system, and then I'll be picking up your calls, so stay tuned. As a fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
But you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. Oh, it's just, a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently. Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game-changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's justthrivehealth.com. Health.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off. JustThriveHealth.com, promo code TOM.
That think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown. I dare you to come forward, don't you back down.
Welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. I will be keynoting the annual Grassroots Radio Conference in New Orleans in a week and a half. You can Google it and find out all the details. I'll be giving a keynote speech there. David Sirota was also going to be there. The conference brings together independent journalists to network, share ideas, bring their voices together. Also, I have a new book out, the Hidden History series. It's the Hidden History of the American Dream, the demise of the middle class and how to rescue our future. And at Frugal Muse in Chicago, I'll be signing books there October 9th. You should call them to sign up. Their phone number is, you know, easily found. And on the October 15th, I'll be doing a book signing here in Powell's City of Books in Portland. The United States health care system was just ranked, this is pretty amazing. The Commonwealth Fund does an annual look at, or a regular look at, health systems in 10 peer nations, 10 nations that are, you know, basically at the same level as the United States in many regards. That would be Australia, Canada, France, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, Sweden, and Switzerland. And this is their 20th annual Mirror Mirror report. That is, you know, looking at America and comparing us to these other countries. And what they found was that our healthcare system, we pay about twice what the people in any of those other countries pay for healthcare. We pay about 4 times what they pay for drugs. And basically, they came out and said our healthcare system's a mess here in America. We're 10th out of 10. We're dead last. When they note Jessica Glenza notes in the Guardian, the Republican presidential nominee, as Trump said, he has a concept of a plan to improve healthcare, but no proposals. The Project 2025 just wants to gut public health infrastructure and scientific infrastructure. When asked about healthcare issues, though, you know, voters overwhelmingly rank cost at the top. The cost of drugs, doctors, and insurance are a top issue for Democrats, 42%, Republicans, 45%. Americans spend about $13,000 per person, $4.5 trillion a year in health care. Keep in mind, most of these other countries spend around $6,000 or $7,000 per person, and they have longer lifespans, better outcomes, better survival outcomes. This this report looked at 70 different indicators across five main sectors having to do with healthcare: access to care, health equity, care processes, administrative efficiency, and outcomes. And in all but care processes, we ranked dead last, even though we spent twice as much. You know, Republicans for years and years and years were fond of saying, you can't solve problems by throwing money at them. I think we've proved that with our healthcare system. We are making millionaires and literally billionaires. The guy who was the first CEO of United Health, Dollar Bill McGuire, walked away with $1.65 billion. And an awful lot of that was from saying to people, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to pay for your kid's liver transplant. So here we are with just an absolute mess of a healthcare system. And what are we going to do about this? You know, I wrote an entire book about this, The Hidden History of the American Healthcare System, or the Hidden History of American Healthcare. And what astonished me when I was doing the research into this was the impact that this one guy, Frederick Hoffman, this German immigrant to the United States who married a good Southern belle from Georgia, had in the late 19th century, early 20th century, when he traveled around the country, he became the vice president of Prudential Insurance Company, talking about how we just needed to deny health care to black people and the black race will die out because they're so genetically inferior. And that became conventional wisdom in the insurance and healthcare industry from the 1880s until the 1960s. And it's one of the reasons, in my opinion, why if you want to sign up for Medicare, there's a 20% hole in Medicare. It was to keep black people from showing up in hospitals and doctors' offices. I mean, this is, we have a healthcare system that has been badly corrupted over the years, frankly, by our racism. And then on top of that, you've got this Republican ideology that the more money you throw at business and billionaires, the better society gets for some bizarre reason that nobody can quite explain. And so, you know, we've got these CEOs who are making tens, hundreds of millions of dollars a year. In the case of United Health, over a billion dollars a year. His successor, Stephen Hemsley, took over $500 million a year out of the company. I mean, you know, this is a system that is just badly, badly broken, as the Commonwealth Fund found out. We need to do something about this. But as long as Republicans control the House, the Senate, or the White House, ain't nothing going to happen. We need a blowout this fall. So double-check your voter registration at vote.gov.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And, of course, check out Greg's movie at saveyourvote.com. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump says he's going to Springfield, Ohio, in turmoil over his false stories about immigrants eating people's pets. Mayor Rob Reed.
I implore everyone to move beyond the divisive rhetoric and instead work toward fostering unity, understanding, and respect among all citizens.
A judge in Letcher County, Kentucky, was shot to death. WKTY's Grayson Passmore.
Kentucky State Police say first responders found District Judge Kevin Mullins with multiple gunshot wounds inside the courthouse around 3 p.m. this afternoon. They say first responders tried life-saving measures, but those were unsuccessful.
Sheriff Sean Steins is charged with the killing. A federal probe into a Mississippi Sheriff's Department now where officers tortured two black men.
The Justice Department will investigate whether the Rankin County Sheriff's Department engaged in a pattern or practice of excessive force and whether it used racially discriminatory policing practices.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Department of Justice says Wisconsin has been included in the most recent wave of school threats. Over the last few days, there have been threats in Toma, in Brilliant, and other parts of the state. DOJ officials say when traced, sometimes these threats are coming all the way from other continents. Other times, there are actual students at these schools making the threats, even if they don't mean it. Authorities ask parents to talk to your kids about never threatening their classmates. And the Brewers are headed to the playoffs. They clinched the NL Central after the Cubs lost. Expectations were more muted going into the season, but now, manager Pat Murphy said they have an opportunity to do something special. This is the sixth time over the last seven seasons the Brewers earned a playoff berth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez either like toying with their fans or have serious personality disorders. Yahoo recently reported that fans were devastated by the couple's breakup. That's right, people who have never met them are devastated and not focusing on the shortcomings in their own lives. Now some sources say the couple is reigniting the romance. Luckily, most people still couldn't care less. If you take a shot at Taylor Swift and her boyfriend, you might just be chased into Twitter or X oblivion. Just ask country singer Zach Bryan. The singer has apparently been listening to a lot of Kanye recently and decided to take a shot at his sometime rival Swift. Bryan insinuated the Eagles were better than the Chiefs, taking a shot at Travis Kelce, and that Kanye was better than Taylor, and then asked the ex-Twitter world, "Who's with me?" But Swift fans move fast. They came out in force to defend their girl, forcing Zach Bryan to deactivate his account. Really? Street cred obliviated by the Swift army. What would Kanye say to that? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, a few storms continuing in the overnight. Some locally heavy rainfall. Temperatures dropping to the lower 60s by daybreak. On Friday, morning clouds and fog. Then we'll see sunny skies developing. Highs close to the 80-degree mark. It's 66 at our studios.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the author and our colleague of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, an update on the Racing Sausage Lego set. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
And diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advance support with a free month supply of Superberine and get 15% off. Just go to superberine.com. And enter the promo code Tom, T-H-R-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code is Tom to get a free month's supply and 15% off going forward. Superbearing.com, code Tom, T-H-R-M. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Let's see. Was there anything else that I needed to share with you? I think not. I think we're to it. Hey, Chris in St. Charles, Missouri. Hey, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you, Tom, for taking my call. First time caller here. Love your show and everything like that. But I am an over-the-road truck driver. I'm a long haul. So I basically go everywhere in the 48 lower continental part of the United States. But one of the comments that you were mentioning earlier in your show was that you think that a lot of truck drivers are unionized, which is a very misconception of what a lot of people think we are out here. As a matter of fact, out of your top largest carriers in the United States, only two are unionized.
Really?
And the rest, yes. And I am currently an owner-operator for the sixth largest carrier here in the United States. I guarantee you, we are not unionized out here. Huh. But when you made the remark about truckers are for Trump, unfortunately, that is very, very true out here.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because a lot of these drivers here are I don't want to be racist, but a lot of these drivers out here are white guys who are old school types. And also in 2020 during COVID, they were making a very good living out here, but it hasn't happened before then and it hasn't happened since then. And a lot of people think that owner operators out here of long haul truck drivers were making a killing out here, which is, it looks good on paper when you see what the gross pay is, but after our fuel, our insurance, our taxes, everything like that, we're not making as much as a lot of people think we are.
Sure.
So I wanted to bring that out and kind of open everybody's eyes about that. And of course, people say, well, why do you do this? Well, because, well, one, somebody has to, but two, I absolutely love it. I mean, you, in your office there, Tom, you see the same thing every day, but in my office, I see something different every day.
Yeah. It's gotta be fascinating. You know, yeah. Back when I was in my 20s, we had some friends who, a married couple who became long-haul truck drivers, and they bought their own rig, and it sounded so romantic. I mean, of course, this was back in the 70s, you know, and it was good pay and, heavily regulated, and this was before Jimmy Carter deregulated the trucking industry, so it was a solid, really solid job. So, Chris, I'm curious your thoughts on why the Teamsters National did not endorse Harris and Walz.
Your question is as good as mine. I really don't know because, as a matter of fact, my wife and I were talking about that this morning. By the way, we're both for Harris, by the way. Uh-huh. But we were talking about this morning about that because that's the first time in, the mid-2000s since they did not endorse anybody.
Right, yeah, and they did a poll, according to Sean O'Brien, the president of the union, the National Union. They did a poll, and about 70 plus percent, 73 as I recall, percent said that they wanted the union to endorse Trump, and 24% said they wanted the union to endorse Harris. I'm doing this from memory, but I think I'm right. And my guess was that a lot of Teamsters are truckers, and a lot of truckers are listening to right-wing radio all day long. And because in most parts of the country, that's all you can get, frankly. That might have something to do with it. What do you think?
Well, no. I mean, partially no. I mean, like I said, a lot of these truckers out here are not Teamsters. It's only, like I said, only two.
I'm talking about the ones who are Teamsters.
I would say the high 90%. A lot of them are not Teamsters. Right. We would like to be, but we right. obviously.
But of
can't.
The ones who are Teamsters, they're driving and they're listening to right wing radio. Is that a reasonable supposition?
I would say so. Yes. As far as that concerned, yes. But you know, people like me obviously have Sirius XM, and I can listen to progressive radio, which you know, with you and Michelangelo and all and everybody else on there. So I don't. You know, I'm the kind of person that, you know, if you tell me I can't do it, I'm going to do it just to prove you wrong. So if you tell me I shouldn't, you know, listen to, you know, people like you or anybody else, it's like, well, I'm going to listen to it. And then after I hear what you guys have to say, then I'll research it to see if it's factual.
Yeah.
Well, you've been on the you know, basically a bullseye every time. It's like, this man knows what the heck he's talking about, so I'm going to keep listening.
Yeah, well, thank you, Chris.
You see what I'm saying?
I do. So, Chris, I got to move along, but thank you for the call, and thanks for the information. I look forward to future conversations. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Yeah, have a good day.
Good talking with you. Thomas in Appleton, Wisconsin. Hey, Thomas, what's on your mind today?
Hi, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
I had a similar story of getting run off the road less than a week ago.
Oh, really? You're the third person today talking about this. Apparently it's a thing.
Yeah, well, that's what when I heard the first one, you know, I was like, hey, that sounds just similar to what happened to me. And then I heard the second woman, and then I decided to call, you know.
Right. So tell us the story. You were driving an electric vehicle, or did you have Harris Walls bumper stickers, or what?
I have a older four-cylinder imported vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually on a business trip. I'm from Wisconsin, but I was in Ohio. And I was listening to you Friday afternoon driving through. I was like, you know, outside of Indy somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a lot of traffic. There was quite a few semis. I started to pass a row of three of them. They were on the right. It was two lanes. So I'm passing them just moderately speed on the left. I got to the middle one. And as soon as I got, like, you know, past his rear, you know, the rear trailer, he started, no signal or anything, he started moving over, you know, somewhat rapidly. I laid on my horn. I started to accelerate. He didn't stop, like, I made a mistake, didn't see you, you know. Like, I accelerated, barely made it in front of his truck. By that point, he was all the way in the left lane. I was in my left tires were in the grass on the interstate. We were on the interstate.
Wow.
And I got in front of him. He stayed. I didn't give him the universal signal. I stuck my hand out the window, like, what was that, you know? And about 30 seconds later, he moved back into the same spot that he had come out of.
Huh.
So he didn't pass anybody. He didn't.
So what do you think, you know, either this guy's just a jerk or, I mean, the other two callers were both driving electric vehicles, and they were both run off the road by pickup trucks. And so
right.
they assumed that there was something political going on here. You think this guy was just an ass? You're just your garden variety fool?
Well, I don't know. I've had the diesel guys, you know, do the smokestacks next to my imported car. It's a gas car, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
but it's a small, efficient car. Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
What are you driving? A Prius?
I don't think.
Is that the deal?
No, I was driving a Prelude, actually.
Oh, okay, because they like to pick on Priuses. That's why I asked. I used to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No,
very interesting story, Thomas.
I don't think they draw exact lines, you know, lines, you know.
An amazing story. So, Thomas, I got to move along, but thank you for the call, and thanks for sharing your story with us, and I hope you call again.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for everything you do.
Yep. Roger in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Roger, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey there. Thanks, Tom, for taking my call.
Sure.
A little different subject. I was curious about, like, with Trump and Mar-a-Lago, assuming that the Secret Service are being paid by, you know, our tax dollars to protect him at Mar-a-Lago. And then if New York actually gives him a sentence of home stay or whatever, are they going to pay for the Secret Service to protect him at Mar-a-Lago, or are they going to send him someplace more comfortable, like a Marriott or a state penitentiary?
Well, one hopes that they send him to a state or a federal penitentiary, depending on who convicts him first. You know, he's got New York going after him. He's got the federal government going after him. But if he is given home detention, which is, you know, pretty likely, I think, frankly, even though Michael Cohen and Alan Weisselberg both went to prison, Weisselberg is in prison right now as we speak for the exact same crime, for paying off Stormy Daniels in order to rig an election, you know, this election interference thing. We'll see. But if he is in Mar-a-Lago or if he is at Trump Tower in New York with an ankle bracelet, yeah, we will be paying for the Secret Service, and they will be continuing to pay Trump Enterprises for their rooms in his hotels or whatever. Roger, thanks for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Did you see this video of this woman claiming that Kamala Harris hit her and paralyzed her with a car? It was generated by Russian intelligence and has been seen 10 million times on social media. It's a complete lie. It's Russian intelligence. Attention American homeowners, you already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about: title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever. And title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. Protect your equity with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Title Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Tom, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure that your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code Tom at HomeTitleLock.com.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, orange man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs? The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I used to have a mail-order business years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM to get your free 60-day trial to try out this extraordinary shipping software that actually works. ShipStation, S-H-I-P-Station.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Check it out. ShipStation.com, code TOM.
Greed are howling and the thunder starts to boom. Democracy is trembling, standing on the edge of doom. Can we hold the line when the tide starts to rise? Will the truth be our beacon, piercing through their lies? A tsunami is coming, crashing on our shore.
Republican money is coming, and actually it's here now. We're starting to see the ads on TV. We're starting to see the presence on the internet, on social media. It's all over the place, all this right-wing propaganda. It's just astonishing. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Rudy in Atlanta. Hey, Rudy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you feel?
Good. What's up?
I was listening to you and Greg Palast's conversation, and I was thinking about them numbers, about, you said 40,000, they're going to hire 40,000 people to knock off however many thousand these people can muster up.
Yeah, so one person knocks 30,000 people off the voting rolls in Georgia, right. And they've got 40,000 right. People all across the country doing this.
Right. So you take those 40,000 people, they can take out a couple of voting blocks.
Yep.
They could take out the Asian and the black voting blocks just right there. With those 40,000 people.
Yep.
So when you're saying, because I can cast my vote and 2 days afterwards, it can be challenged.
Tom, that's right.
I'm gonna be frank. I hope white America do the right thing.
I do too.
I hope and pray that white America do the right thing. Because Tom, I'm a truck driver. I don't see as many Trump signs. I can count on my hand the Trump signs that I've seen in Alabama, Florida, and South Carolina, and Georgia, and it's not. So someone has got the message that this guy is not right. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is, if Trump is elected, this country is going to descend into straight chaos immediately.
Yeah.
Because when you're fighting with numbers, when you're fighting with a situation where your vote can be knocked off just because someone has the right. I hope white America do the right thing.
Yeah, no, I get it, Rudy. Well, you know, 5-6 years ago, Donald Trump made the comment. He quoted Joe Stalin. Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. And Trump said that. He right. quoted him. And I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be his strategy. And sure enough, here it is. Rudy, I have to move along, but thank you for the call. I'm with you. I hope white America does the right thing, too. Thank you. Bob in Lake Ann, Michigan. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today? Bob? Watching Free Speech TV in Lake Ann, Michigan? Going once? Going twice? Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to announce that I am a proud, naturalized U.S. citizen.
Congratulations.
I came to this country. Thank you. I got my citizenship when I was 26 years old. I came to the country when I was 4 years old. We were on the back of my father's country squire, and we drove down across the border from Canada, and he promptly got all of us social security numbers, and we went into the federal record system as being documented. But we were not U.S. citizens, and we all had green cards.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved. We moved to New England, Massachusetts. And when I tried to go to Canada and come back, Canada did not want to let me go home because I didn't have the right to go back and forth freely. So I became a U.S. citizen in order to come home.
Oh, interesting.
And then I always loved politics, but when I became a citizen, it was a duty. Not only did I already know civics, but now I had to embrace it. And just on the citizenship thing, every state has a system that authorizes vigilante voter purging. That's a poll tax, of course. They're creating a poll tax, and they're removing names without cause. Each state has records indicating who is and who isn't a citizen. If they would like to take responsibility for their own actions, they need to be proactive and look up who can't vote and make sure that they don't come to the polls and vote. It's on the state. They can't authorize vigilante people to run their little poll tax and throw citizens, people that have especially naturalized citizens who have really gone to great lengths to become a citizen.
Trump is talking about denaturalizing. He has said that he's gonna quote denaturalize people who have been naturalized, you know, like you. I think he specifically wants to go after people who have darker skin than you do. But you know, this is what Trump is all about.
But I'm a woman.
There you go. Yeah, he'd probably go after you too, Lori. Lori, I'm sorry I'm out of time. I got to run. But thank you for the call and sharing your story with us. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, same bat time, same bat channel, right? In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late, 800-213-9264.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, the lovable producer Conrad is being vague about his plans on his night off. But I will be joined by the awesomely talented Amanda Nimmer. And Terry Barr swings by on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.